This week's parasha. Yeshua ben Nun is appointed to become Mekabel HaTorah. There's a very interesting expression in the pasuk. Hashem al Moshe, Kach lechos Yeshua ben Nun, Isha asher ruach boy. The literal meaning of Isha asher ruach boy means that he has the spirit inside of him, right? It's a strange lashon. What does it mean? What type of criteria is that to be a manik in Klal Yisrael? Isha asher ruach boy. What does it mean? So it's interesting. The Unkel says, Targum says, that Isha asher ruach boy means that he was a Navi. Ruach Nevuah, but he has a Ruach of Nevuah. Rashi brings the Rashi of Chazal, that Chazal of Isis were bothered by what does Ruach boy mean. So Chazal say a very elaborate Rashi. Chazal say, Sheyuchol lahalach keneged ruchai shekol echad vechad. He can put up with everybody's mishagasim and temperament and moods. Ruach means the Ruach of kol echad vechad. I see from this Sifri how much the Pasuk, the Lashon of the Pasuk bothered the Chazal that they said such a pshat. Isha asher ruach boy means. The Sfarno over here says a different pshat. The Sfarno learns that ruach means literally the spirit, ruach. Zok the Sfarno, Isha asher ruach boy means Muchan lekabel or pinei melechayim. He's a kli kibul, he's muchan, he's ready to be makabal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Muchan lekabal or p'nei melechai, that's what ruach boy means. Continues as far and says, ke'inyan, like the pasuk says, u'balev kol chacham lev nasati chacham, a very cryptic Sfarno. The Sfarno says, isha asher ruach boy means that he has the spirit inside of him. It's muchan lekabal p'nei or p'nei melechai. He's a kli kibble for the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, U'balev kol chacham lev nasati chacham. So what's he saying? And Bichal, what does the first part of the sentence of Mucham Lekabel or Pnei Melechayim have to do with the second half of the sentence? So the second half of the sentence of the Pasuk, U'balev kol chacham lev nasati chacham, there's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nesin Chacham El Misha Yesh Bar Chacham. Shenemar, b'chol chacham lev, nasati chachma. U'b'lev, kol chacham lev, nasati chachma. I gave chachma to everybody who has chachma. So the obvious question is, what do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives chachma to somebody who has chachma? If you don't have chachma, how do you get chachma? So the famous Yisoid from Chaim Shalevitz, Chaim Shalevitz said that the kli for chachma is bakashas chachma. That means the chacham lev is somebody who wants chachma. He wrote a famous raya from Shlomo HaMelech. The Eibush Deyesh Shlomo HaMelech, what do you want? You want riches, you want wisdom. Shlomo HaMelech said he wants chachma. You want it, you get it. We find Taka by Yeshua ben Nun that he was the biggest mevakish chachma. Rashi in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibbol Torah Mishina and Misor of Yeshua, Rashi over there asks, why was Yeshua Zaycha? Pinchas was bigger than him. It means the Pasuk in Malachi. The Mori Dekechidish in this Rashi, that is a Novi called Malachi. Yeah? Is that Mori Dekechidish? Yeah, you heard that? What? The first Rashi that he claims is a Zan Novi called Malachi. Yeah, we never got to it in what they called. Yeah. State, a Mori Dekazach. State on Pinchas, Toiris MS, Hoysa Befiu. Yeah? The Pinchas was aggressive. In fact, Rashi, so why did the Eibishter give the Torah, why did Moshe Rabbeinu give the Torah to Yeshua? So Rashi, Shoyamemis Atzwe Mina Urov Ba'ole HaChochma. Rashi answered the Kashi, should have given it to Pinchas. Pinchas, Allah said, all the people who are greater than Yeshua. So Rashi, that Mina Urov, from the time that he was a young Bachar, he was Memis Atzwe Ba'ole HaChochma. He killed himself for Chochma. Means the Pasuk. Yeshua ben Nun now lo yomush mitoy choyo. He stuck. He ran after the Rebbe the whole time. You know those types of guys? Everyone says, in the end, he's the one who took over. There were guys who were bigger balik kishroinus. There were guys who had more charisma. There were guys who said better pshat. But he was meimis atzmoi ba'ol ha'chokhma. He killed himself. Noch avort from the Rebbe. He waited 40 days by Shabbeinu for the few minutes that he came down. What, you'll say something. The Gemara says in Menachos of Tzadik Tes, that Kosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, Ra'a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeshua Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Olov. He had a chavivus for Torah, he had a bikush for Torah, Shenema, this pasuk. It's like this, listen to the beauty. So the second half of the Sfarnoi, who says, Ubalev Kochacham Lev Nasati Chochma, I understand. Yeshua ben Nun was the Lev Kochacham Lev Nasati Chochma, he was the biggest Mavakish Chochma. So that part of the Sfarnoi, Chvashtei. But the first part of the Sfarnoi, what does it mean? Isha Sheruach Boy, Mukhan Lekabel Or Pinei Melechayim. He's ready to recabel the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like some sort of something like Rabbi Shifrin likes, like these types of things. Like Mukhan is ready to receive the light. Something like thank you Hashem type of thing. What does it mean? What's Mukhan Lekabel Or Pinei Melechayim? What does it mean? I'm ready to receive the light of Hashem. And then it says, "Belev kochacham lev nasati chacham." So the second half we understand. We understand that "Belev kochacham lev nasati chacham" means he was the biggest mevakish chacham that existed. May misatzu. That we understand. The second half of this formula is it. What's the first half? Muhal lekabel. The pshat's like this. What's that pshat in this yisayid of Reb Chaim Shulevitz that for chachma you need to search for chachma. You need to want it. Why is it that way? So pshat's like this. I want to say a pasuk pshat. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, for example, a number of things, but one of them, the Gemara there, it says he's Mesakin that even though mitzvah, the Kichas Lulav, is for 7 days only in the Mikdash, but he made a takana, Zechel Mikdash, that we do 7 days. In fact, the Gemara, Minola and Davdina Zechel Mikdash, how do you know that we do Zechel Mikdash? So Gemara brings a pasuk. Tzion he doirish ein lo miklal deboi drisha. Tzion he, Tzion Yerushalayim doirish ein lo. There's nobody looking out for it. Miklal deboi drisha is a raya that you have to be doirish Tzion. You have to think about Tzion. You have to search for Tzion. You have to worry about Tzion. See, meira takana zechel mikdash. The normal understanding of this gemara is that it's meishach shachis to the avelus to the korban. There was a korban based on mikdash. Tzion he doirish ein lo. Nobody cares about the korban. Care about the Chorban. Make a zeichah to the Chorban. Remember that you once had a base of Mikdash. That's the Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara. But it's not the Pshat. It's a Mori de Kamaisa. The Pasuk says in Re'ei, Ki im al-mokam ashi yivcha Hashem al-lekechem mikol shivtechem losum as-shamoy shama l'shichnei tidrishu u'bas l'shama. The Sifri Chazal over there af an art esk astira. The Pasuk starts off and says, Ashi yivcha Hashem al-lekechem. The base of Mikdash is called the base of Bechira. It's a chosen place. The Eberstein has to choose it. Beis HaBechira. The Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Bitzacheni, it says, L'shichnei Tidrashu. You have to look for it. And the Sifri presents the Stira, the Maisa, by David HaMelech. By David HaMelech, Mitzarechot state, David HaMelech said, I'm not going to go to sleep until I find a place for the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to close my eyes. Mitzacheni state that the Navi God came to him and said, make the Beis HaMikdash over there. The answer is, you need Yivchar and you need Tidrusha. What's the pshat? Says the Malbim over there, Afanor and Rei, he explains this Chazal. There's a steer here. And the steer is a Bekish told Dafkin Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech on one hand said, I'm not going to sleep in Etni Shein Elena. I'm not going to fall asleep for a second until I find a place. Achem Tzabakwe. Labir Yanke for the Ebishtah. On the other hand, it's Yivchar. Says the Malbim, Avad it's Yivchar, and the Navi and the Ebishtah has to decide where I want to be. Beis HaBechir, it's a chosen place. But the tenai for the Eibishter to choose the place is that you create the kli l'shichnei tidrusu, that you wanted the Eibishter, you looked for the Eibishter. If you'll kill yourself, that you want the Eibishter to come, so then he'll come. Ad kan divri amalbim to explain this afri, and that's the steer in the pasuk. Shteta mori de kazach. The shechina, the word shechina comes from the word sheichin, that he lives in by us, that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina doesn't dwell in a place where he's not wanted. The Baruch Hu is not a homeless person. The Shechnei Tidrushu is a avadet yivchar, it's a base of bechira. But the Eibishter only comes to a place where he's wanted. Otherwise he doesn't come. the shichna tidrushu. You have to want him to be there. So mori de gazach. That means that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah tzion he dirish ein la miklal d'boy drisha is not the pshat that it's something to do with the korban aveilus zechel amikdash. Pshat fakert. The whole foundation of the Beis Hamikdash to begin with is l'shichna tidrushu. So the inyan of tzion he dirish ein la is not an aveilus part. That's the Aleph Beis of the Beis Hamikdash. There's no Shechina. There's no Shechina if you don't have Tzion Yid Dorish Ein La. So the reason why Tzion needs Drisha is because Tzion is the Beis Hamikdash, Tzion is the Shechina, Tzion is the Hashras HaShechina, and L'shich Netidrushu. If you want the Shechina to come back, you have to want it to come back. It's a different outlook in the whole inyan of Zechel Hamikdash of Tzion Yid Dorish Ein La, Miklal D'boy Drisha. Shteita Yisoid. That if a person wants the Eibishta, he comes where he's wanted. And if you don't want, he doesn't come. That means it's a Marit HaGazach. The Navi could know where the Beis HaMikdash is. The Navi could... Not going to tell you. Not going to find out about it. What do you mean? You want a Beis HaMikdash? No. If you don't want it, he doesn't come. So we live in this constant balance that at the end of the day, it's Beis HaBechira. It's a chosen place. But at the end of the day, it's L'shichna Tidrushu. Shteita Big Yisoid. Ruchnius comes... The Eibishter comes when you want him. Very simple. It's the first apostle. That's what the Zefri Darshan. The Eibishter comes when you want him. He doesn't come. The Eibishter is not codependent. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need you. He comes where he's wanted. If you don't want him, he stays where he is. Shemai, the Sheikh and I teach you, you have to want him. The Gemara says in Brachis that. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Daf Lamed Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Anybody who has das seichel chachma, it's like he built the beis hamikdash. The Gemara brings a raya. It says kel deyos Hashem. It says two shemus and Hashem mikdash Hashem. Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya kilu. It's a lashon exactly bona beis hamikdash. Hilo niv the Beis Hamikdash. What's the pshat of that, by the way? What does day after the Beis Hamikdash? A guy is das. I'll tell you what the pshat is. You all know, pasuk says, v'shachanti b'soy chom. So, all the kadmoyim darshin, v'shachanti b'soy choy. It doesn't say v'shachanti b'soy choy in the building. V'shachanti who? B'soy chom. The Shechina dwells in Klal Yisrael. What does it mean the Shechina is inside of you? Guy's a makubel. Guy's a novi. What does it mean? What does it mean that the Shechina dwells inside of you? What it means that the Shechina dwells inside of you is that you live a life of Seichel. Because the Seichel is the voice of the Neshama. The Seichel is the voice of Emes. The Seichel is the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, we've said over countless times, Rashi says on the Pasuk of Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, the Tzelem Elokim, that a person is created in the divine image, says Rashi Lahavinu Lahaskel. That's Das. That means a person has all types of Midas, all types of drives, all types of instincts, all types of negias, all types of circumstances. And then he has das that governs it, das that limits it, das that controls it, das that navigates it, das that channels it. That's the Eibishter. That's the Eibishter inside of you. That doesn't let you run wild. The behemoth part of you has all types of wild instincts. And das is the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzelem Elokim is your Seichel. That's the voice of godliness inside a person. So the Hashras HaShechina in a person is Das. Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Lahavinu Lahaskel. Living a life of Das, living a life of Emes, living a life of Chachma. That your Emes, your Das, your Seichel is the dominant part of you. That's what Chazal mean. Gemara Brachas Kol Mishi Yesh Boideya Ki'ilu Nivne Beis Mikdash. If you live with Seichel, that's called building your own private Beis Mikdash. That's called living a Ruchnius Dikalev. It's very interesting. People think that Ruchnius, it's very interesting. It's a Forsha Gemara. People think that a guy asks you, what's being spiritual? So a guy will tell you, he shackles a long time. He does all types of activities, which are spiritual activities. It's very good. It's very spiritual. But the most spiritual of all activities is living with Das. It sounds very litvish, no? That's terrible, no? That's the ultimate litvish of art. But at least we're talking about bringing God into your life. That's a shtick of Hasidus. Right? It's a combination. the ultimate living a ruchnius life, of living a godly life, is living a life with das. Because that's the injection, that's the practical place where it expresses itself that the Eibush is in your life. Kol mishayesh b'deyer kilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yom. Mele, we understand the upshot. Just like in the beis hamikdash. If you want the Shechina, if you want the Shechina to come down, if you want him to dwell, Shechin, Shechina, you have to want it. The Shechina Tidrushu is Chachma, you have to want. Because Chachma is the Eibishta, Chachma is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachma is the Neshama. Chachma is the Hashuas HaShechina. Kol Mishi Yesh Boidei Yekilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamo. That's the Pshat of the Sfarna. Listen to the ring of what the Sfarna is saying. Ish Asher Ruach Boi, he has the spirit, Yeshua, says the Sfarna, watch. Muchan Lekabel Or Pnei Melechayim. He's a Kli Kibbul to receive the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he was the biggest Mavakish Chochmah. So in that day he was, in other words, the Sfarna gave away the secret. Why was he the biggest Mavakish Chochmah? He was the biggest Mavakish Chochmah because he was the biggest Mavakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isha Sheruach Boy, Yeshua is a man with a spirit. Muchan Lekabel Or Pnei Melechayim. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then he ends off with Balev Koch Hacham Lev, Nasati Chochma. But Mahin Yishvita Yatzar HaSinai. Because the thirst for Chochma, that means we have an understanding of the Rashi. Rashi says, Hey Mis Atzmoy, Ba'aliyah Chochma Min Uruf. He was a little kid, he killed himself, right? Why? Because he wanted to be valedictorian. You know what that means? Well, you know what valedictorian means, right? You know why? You know why you know what valedictorian means? Well, not because of Ishbitz, not because of Ishbitz of Aram Pinchas, which you're the only one in the room who knows what it is. It's because of what we said the other day. It's $200 valedictorian. Yeah? Valedictorian means the best in the class, what I was in 8th grade and 12th grade. Yeah? Yeah. You also, Mike? Only 12th grade? You bought the thing? What? $200. See what you can do with $200? See what he did with $200, what you did. The Bikush HaChochma of Yeshua wasn't to be a good guy, to be the Rebbe guy. It was the Bikush for the Eibishta. Ish Asher Ruach Boy, Mukha LeKabel Or Pnei Melechayim, because he understood that Chochma is the Eibishta, is the L'Shechina Tidrushu. Mukha LeKabel Or Pnei Melechayim, he was the biggest Mavakish of the Eibishta, he was the biggest Mavakish of Torah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinim Yisrael Yeshua, even though he was number 5 on the list of the Nisim. There's a Gemara in Makis. The Gemara in Makis says at the end, you all know the Gemara. The Gemara starts off. The Gemara says that Tayag Mitzvah is too hard to work on. Not that you don't have to keep it, but to work on it. So the Gemara says, Bozev, Emidon, Al-Chadisrei, 11, 3, 6. Then the Gemara says, Yeshaya, 3, 2. Zakti Gemara Ba Amos. Another chiddush over here in the Gemara. There's a navi called Amos. He's named after the street over there in Gula. Ba Amos. Vehemidon al Achas. Amos said the whole Yiddishkeit one thing. What's that? Koyamar Hashem lebeis Yisrael dirshuni vichyu. Dirshuni, search me out, and you'll be alive. That's Yiddishkeit. So the Gemara says it's a nice pshat. Just the Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, Maskos of Nachba Yitzhak, who told you? Maybe Dershuni means all the Tayag Mitzvahs, and then you're back in trouble again because we're trying to get out of the Tayag Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says it's not the Pshat. But the Gemara states that if Dershuni would mean search out a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Yiddishkeit. Search me out. Search me out. Vichyu, and you'll be alive. You'll have a Chias. Why? I didn't say the Pashat Pshat is because if you search out a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he comes, and then you have a Chias. Dershuni, Vichyu. Search me out. That's the God's Yiddish. Bo Amos Vemidon Al Achas. Dir Shuni Vichyu. Of all the men of his farm, makes a big trask about this. In one of the places he writes, Apostle Kondivri Ayomim, also one of the Nevi'im. We learned a lot today. It's Malachi, Amos, and Divri Ayomim. Very educational day. Apostle says, Dovin HaMelech said to Shlomo, Va'ata Shlomo Bini, Da'as Elekei Avicha, Of Deyu Belev Shalim, serve him with a full heart. Ubenefesh chafetza with a cheshek. Im tidrasenu, if you'll look for him, yimotzelach, you'll find him. Im tazvenu, But if you ignore him, yaznichachalad, he'll ignore you. So Avolbe said, you know what it says in this pasuk? If you'll look for him, he'll be there. Is that Moridic? Dirshuni v'chu. It's a zach which you can't avoid. Im tidrishenu, timotilach. He'll be there. Dirshu Hashem be motzai. He'll be there. He'll be around. He'll be there for you. And then you'll have a chias. Then you'll have a bren. And shteita that the avoid of these ben amtzom, these gevaldika weeks that we have over here, the gevald opportunity we have, shteita that tzion he dirish ain lo. Nobody's looking out for tzion. And why is it so important to look out for tzion? For tzion is the Eibishta. Tzion is the Shechina. Tzion is that we want the Eibishta back in our lives. And the way it articulates for us is Torah, Chochma. Wanting Torah, wanting the Kedushas HaTorah. Mein Misatzma Ba'olei HaChochma. That's how you get places in life. That's the Yesod of Dershuna V'chui. That's called alive. That's called living. And by the way, David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech HaZach, which is, it's black and white. It's either Dershuni V'timotzilach or Tazvenu Yaznichai. Either you're on the program or you're not. Here there's no gray area. Either you're searching or you're not searching. How much you search and when you search, that's already told to every person. We have ups and downs. But being on the program means you're looking for it. You created a kli kibul. Muchan lekabel or penimelechayim. That's what Yeshua ben Nun was zeicha to be in the Makabel HaTorah.